humiliation and exaltation. He, that is Joseph, was there in prison. Genesis 39 and verse 20. See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Chapter 41 and verse 41. Joseph opened all the storehouses. Chapter 41, verse 56. The history of Joseph occupies a large place in the book of Genesis. The image of our Lord is easily recognizable, and his voice is clearly heard in all of Joseph's varied circumstances. He is set before us as specially loved of his father and sent to serve among his brethren but was hated of them. But he would have nothing to do with their evil words and ways, and could only bring his father an evil report concerning them. The favor shown him by his father only brought out their enmity. The more the father approved him, the more they hated him. Sold into Potiphar's household, the wife of Potiphar tried to seduce him. Through her lying, he was cast into prison. The captain of the guard was probably also the chief executioner, as some take his office to be. And it was God's care of Joseph that Potiphar did not immediately execute him. But maybe also his respect for Joseph was not wholly extinguished by this impeachment of him, especially if he heard Joseph's defense of himself. Everything was overruled, however, by the providence of God, who has the heart of all men in his hands, and it appears that he was in prison, that Joseph was in prison, probably for 10 or 12 years. Certainly there were 13 years from when he was sold into Egypt to when he stood before Pharaoh, though maybe he was more than a year in Potiphar's employ and less in prison. And in all these things, you see pictures of the life of our Lord in his life here on earth. First of all, Joseph's humiliation. Joseph in prison was a guiltless person. He was indeed a sad spectacle, an innocent man cast into a dungeon of infamy and numbered with transgressors. In this we see our Lord made sin for us and brought to prison and to judgment. Books have been written to prove the innocence of our Lord, but they miss the point. We must go deeper and remember that the real arrest of the Lord Jesus was by the justice of God. He had no sin of his own. He could do no sin. Yet for us men and our salvation, the whole mountain of the world's sin was laid upon him. He hung on Calvary's tree, laden with the transgressions of all. The guiltless Son of God consented to assume all this. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, Isaiah 53:6. He thus appears by substitution as covered with the total mass of his people's sins, the doer of all their evil deeds, the speaker of all their evil words, the harborer of all their evil thoughts. It was the justice of God which laid hands on him, and the love of God that was willing to bear it all. Justice shines out at the cross in all its intrinsic worth, and mercy and love shine there in a blaze of utter brightness. Joseph may have spent 10 or 12 years in prison. undergoing severe testing. There he interpreted the dreams of two offenders. Of the two, one was restored, the other left to perish. Released from prison, Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, a picture of our Lord as the wisdom of God. Through this, we can see, in the second place, Joseph's exaltation. Joseph was not left in the place of humiliation. He was raised out of it and made to sit on Pharaoh's right hand of majesty, with the government of the whole realm laid upon his shoulders. Joseph was set over the whole land of Egypt, not as the food master general to store the corn in a time of plenty and to distribute it in a time of severity, but rather as a deputy governor over the whole land, as one can see from the honor and dignity bestowed upon him. All the evil that was done to him was overruled by God to bring about his exaltation. Joseph became not only ruler of Egypt, but in 7 years of famine, the savior of all. Thus we learn from our Lord's rejection by Israel that the pleasure of the Lord prospered in his hands, and he was raised up to be Lord of all. Our Lord, like Joseph, was tested in very lowly circumstances in his life on earth, but the testing only the more manifested his moral glory and qualified him to rule. His moral worth was proved before his exaltation. God's testings are often in secret before any exaltation to public view. In his exaltation, Joseph was given a wonderful title, Zaphnath Paaneah, which means a revealer of secrets. He was also the savior of the world. The Lord Jesus is indeed that today. Every blessing of God is administered through him. As Pharaoh exalted Joseph, so God has exalted the true Joseph, his beloved son, to be the salvation and the life and the plentiful supply for all men everywhere. And look thirdly at his plentifulness. Go unto Joseph was the command when hungry men came to buy corn in Egypt, as famine with all its consequent misery raged throughout the whole world. The famine was sore in all lands. It was worldwide. There was no bread to be bought anywhere. Supply for all human need was placed in Joseph's hands. At that time, the whole world was prostrate in dire need. The staff of life had failed, and hunger presided in every home. But the storehouses of Joseph were full, and only he had authority and power to grant relief. Thus, in vivid picture, we are shown the Lord Jesus as the bread of life. As Joseph had all the storehouses of corn under his care, so now our Lord Jesus has all the treasures of grace in his hand. And all that who are sensible to their need are directed to go to him for it. It is from him and from him alone men of all nations receive grace for grace and have all their supplies of spiritual sustenance and nourishment. To go to him is to go to the source of abundant supply and to be satisfied forever. It is only the Lord Jesus, only of the Lord Jesus, that it is said, he hath filled the hungry with good things. The Lord has given his body and his blood for the spiritual food of his people. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. It is our heavenly Joseph to whom we must go, for only he can feed us to satisfaction. Listen to the words, the beautiful words, from Miss C.A. Wellesley. Satisfied with thee, Lord Jesus, I am blessed. Peace which passeth understanding on thy breast. No more doubting, no more trembling. Oh, what rest! Oh, what rest! Occupied with thee, Lord Jesus, in thy grace, all the ways and thoughts about me only trace deeper stories of the glories of thy grace, of thy grace. Taken up with thee, Lord Jesus, I would be, finding joy and satisfaction all in thee, thou the nearest and the dearest, unto me, unto me. Listening for thy shout, Lord Jesus, in the air, when thy saints shall rise with joy to meet thee there. Oh, what gladness! No more sadness, sin nor care, sin nor care. Amen.